show them to all. So we're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Lech Lecha. So Hashem told Avram to leave his land, birthplace, and father's house to a place where he will be shown. Hashem assured him that he wouldn't lose out and promised him children, wealth, and fame. Avram journeyed to Eretz Yisrael and slowly made his way south. Hashem made a famine in the land, so Avram went to Mitzrayim. On the way, he realized that Sarai's beauty is going to pose a problem, for they're going to kill him and take her. He instructed her to say that she is his sister, thereby keeping him safe. However, when Avram arrived, the Egyptians took Sarai to Pari and gave Avram lots of good. Hashem afflicted Pari and his household for taking Sarai, after which Pari gave her back to Avram and sent him out of Mitzrayim. Avram became very wealthy, and Light, his nephew, traveled with him and became wealthy as well. The shepherds of Light were evil and allowed his animals to eat from fields of others, so Avram encouraged Light to choose a path and Avram would separate from him. Light chose to live near Sodom. After this, Hashem appeared to Avram, promising that he's going to have a child and that his offspring would be given the land of Eretz Yisrael as their land. The five kings were subservient to the four, with Kardar La'Omer at their head. The five served them for 12 years and then rebelled for 13. In the 14th year, the four kings quelled the rebellion, struck down many places, captured Sodom, its inhabitants, and all their possessions. This included Light and all of his wealth. Og, the fugitive, told Avram about this, who subsequently waged war, just him and Eliezer, vanquishing the four kings all alone. He returned the wealth and did not even take a shoelace from Sodom. Hashem appeared to Avram, assuring him that his merits had not been used and he would be blessed. In response to Avram's comment that wealth is nothing if he doesn't have a child, Hashem once again promised that he would have a child to heir him. They made a covenant, the Bris Bein Habasarim. Avram took three young bulls, three goats, three sheep, a young dove, and a pigeon, split the animals in half, facing the halves to each other. Hashem then told him the 400 years of sojourn and subsequent slavery his offspring would be subject to. After four generations, though, they would come to Eretz Yisrael and take possession of it. After it became dark, a smoky furnace and fiery torch passed through the pieces, signifying a shleich of Hashem sealing the covenant. Sarai had no children, so she gave her maidservant Hagar, the daughter of Parai, to Avram to build a home through her. Hagar conceived, treated Sarai lightly, and after Sarai worked her too hard, she ran away. Four malachim appeared to her, informing her that she would conceive again, for she had miscarried the first child. The new baby would be a wild man, a bandit whom everyone would attack but would be very numerous and live everywhere. She was to name him Yishmael. She went back, conceived, and birthed a boy. Avram named him Yishmael. Avram was 86 at the time. Hashem once again appeared to Avram, promising to make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and then changing his name to Avraham, making him into Av Hamoyin Goyim, father to all nations, with his new name. Hashem further instructed him to give himself and all males of his household a bris. All future males must get a bris at 8 days old. Sarai's name was changed to Sarah, and Avram was promised that in a year's time he would have a boy. On that very day, when Avram turned 99 years old and Yishmael was 13, the same day Hashem commanded him to, he and all the males of his household got a bris milah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.